here on WNYC, and it happens every year. The last few weeks of December are taken over by planning holiday travel, buying gifts, making food, going to parties, and you forget that it's also the end of the tax year. So joining me now is someone who can take about 10 minutes to answer your year-end questions to make sure your financial house is in order, like the ins and outs of charitable giving, how you spend your flex dollars, if you should sell off some stock, how to manage your IRA, and tax breaks you could still get if you, say, buy a car or have a baby by the end of the year. Honey, let's get induced before the 31st. Amy Feldman is the associate editor at Bloomberg Business Week. Amy, that's what it's called now?
It is indeed.
Bloomberg Business Week. So you don't have to say anything about it. I'll just say that the Bloomberg mechanism has eaten Business Week, and now it's Bloomberg Business Week. Thank you for doing this. And listeners,
thanks for having.
Our phone number, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, on any of those topics that I just listed. By the way, this just in from our news department, WNYC's Brian Zumhagen is still at Penn Station, where he says crowds are getting bigger and bigger after the electricity problems on Amtrak and New Jersey Transit this morning. He'll be back with us at the top of the hour with the latest details. As far as we know at this time, Amtrak cannot operate its Northeast Regional and Acela trains between New Jersey and New York because of this electricity problem in North Bergen. And Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coastline, and Midtown Direct Jersey Transit trains into and out of New York are also still stuck. So that's the latest on that. All right, Amy Feldman, let me start with this. People are feeling generous at this time of year, and it doesn't hurt that charitable donations are tax deductible. Do you have any particular advice on making donations before the end of the year?
No, the main thing really is to just get it done now. I mean, people don't think often about taxes until April when they start filing their forms. But the reality is the tax year ends December 31st, so you really need to get everything done now, even though it's the holidays and you're not thinking about it.
If you normally take the standard deduction, does donating to charity help you tax-wise?
It doesn't. But for most people in New York, because state taxes in New York are relatively high, even if they think that they should be taking the standard deduction, they're probably going to be better off to itemize.
Now, John at Waterside Plaza has a question about charitable donations. Hi, John, you're on WNYC. John, you're
Hi.
On.
Hi. Bringing to a secondhand shop, you know, like New York Opera or Goodwill or whatever, clothes, how does that tax deduction work, and art, like prints, paintings, et cetera?
You can donate, and you do get a tax deduction for donating gifts as well as cash. The thing that you need to do with stuff like that is to get receipts. So if you go to Goodwill, you bring your stuff in, and before you leave, you say to them, like, I brought 5 bags of clothes, give me a receipt. And you have to have those receipts on hand just in case you get audited.
Right. And then in April or before when you're doing your tax forms, you take that receipt that you got from Goodwill or Salvation Army or whatever that says 5 bags of clothes. And then you have to go down these charts that they give you that tells you how much a used suit is valued and a skirt and everything else. So that's, you know, people can go through that if they want to go through that. What about managing various retirement plans? What kinds of moves should people make on their IRAs or 401k plans before the end of the year? Any December 31st hook to that?
But there's a few things that are worth thinking about. I mean, one, if you're not in your 401k, the end of the year is often a good time to make sure that you're in it. If you're self-employed, you do have until the April 15th deadline to set up a SEP IRA, but it's often good to just kind of get it out of the way with the year-end planning, set it up now, be done with it.
There's also something, I think, if you're over, is it over 59 and a half or 70 and a half, where you have to take out some money from your IRA each year and get taxed on it, but this year you don't?
That's correct. The rules are that when you hit 70 and a half, you have to start drawing down all those retirement accounts. And there's pretty hefty penalties if you don't. But this year, there's a sort of special break to help people get over the market downturn. And you don't have to take those required minimum distributions this year. And there's both a tax advantage to that, but the really the even bigger advantage is that your money can stay in that tax deferred plan for a much longer period of time. It's highly advantageous to you if you can afford to not take them.
Bob on Staten Island. You're on WNYC with Amy Feldman from Bloomberg Businessweek. Hi.
Hi. The question is the Bush tax credits, tax breaks, specifically the $1,000 tax credit per child. Next year, that will expire. So will is that mean that it's no longer in effect when you file next year's taxes?
For things that expire next year, that would mean that in 2009, when you file 2009 taxes, they're still in effect. But for 2010 taxes that you file in 2011, they're no longer in effect.
Or is that not known yet? Is that a matter of a policy debate that Congress has yet to have?
On that specific one, I don't know if it's still up in the air, but the things that expire can be fixed all the way up till the end of the year, which is what you're seeing with the estate tax debate right now.
What about the gift tax? There are people who, I guess if they're earning a certain amount of money, they may give a gift to loved ones of up to $10,000 by the end of the year. What's that about?
The way that the gift tax works, it's very important for people who expect that they may owe estate tax at some point in the future. So the idea is you want to make your estate as little as possible so you don't owe any tax on it. And with the gift tax, if you can give gifts this year and next year of up to $13,000 a person. So you can give an enormous amount of gifts without paying any tax on them.
Without the recipient paying any tax on them?
The recipient never pays tax on the gift, but you as the giver, if you go above $13,000, will pay tax on the gift.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what number should people concerned about the estate tax be trying to keep their estate under?
At the moment, the number is $3.5 million, but that number is in flux.
Question from our website. Someone asks, what guidance do you have regarding deduction of job search expenses? Are they deductible?
I believe job search expenses are deductible, and you would, like anything else where you're taking those kind of deductions, you do need to itemize, and you do need to keep receipts.
I think that's true, and you, I don't know if there's anything you can stuff in there at the end of the year along those lines, but I guess that's up to each individual's personal situation. What about managing stocks? Some people suggest selling off stocks to generate a loss to avoid some capital gains tax. When is that a good idea?
It's always a good idea, and you should be doing it now. Anybody who has investments at this point, unfortunately, probably does have losses in their portfolio. And any losses you can take can offset any gains that you have. You also can take an extra $3,000 of those losses to offset your income, and you can roll over the losses to future years when maybe your portfolio has very good performance and you don't want to pay taxes on the gains.
Paul in Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Excuse my voice. I have been told and have read that there is a significant loophole for Roth IRA conversions for up till April of 2010, if Congress doesn't change it, where you can convert a traditional IRA to a Roth with no penalty. You can even, people are planning to take out a traditional IRA one day after the beginning of 2010 and convert it to a Roth the next day. And apparently, again, there's no penalty for that, and you can do it for 2009 and 2010.
Do you know?
Yes. In fact, I did a big story on that over the summer. There is a big 2010 is the year to do it. What had happened before was Roth conversions were limited to people who made a relatively low amount of income, and they've taken off the income limits for 2010, so it's open to anyone. And a Roth, if you can afford to pay the upfront tax hit that you need to pay, is well worth doing the conversion.
In other words, you pay tax on the regular IRA as income, but then you put it in the Roth IRA, and then it's further taxed advantage when you withdraw it to spend later in your life?
Right. The way that the regular IRA, you pay no tax up front, but you pay tax when you withdraw. The Roth IRA, you pay the tax up front, but you pay no tax ever again. And so over the long term, the Roth turns out to be a better deal. But over the short term, you have this immediate tax hit.
But I guess it depends on what kind of a tax bracket you're in now compared to what you think you're going to be in the future, right?
That's exactly the game.
Mohammed in Nyack has a wishful thinking question, I believe. Mohammed, you're on WNYC.
Yes, I'm a taxi driver, and I sit a lot, and I was asking if going to the health club is tax deductible or not, or going to do some arm trying to protect yourself is tax deductible.
Amy, is the gym tax deductible as a health expense?
Good question. I don't actually know the answer to that one. I would hope so, but I would say check with your tax advisor because I don't know offhand.
I think probably not if it's just a preventive general good health thing as opposed to something your doctor prescribes you to rehab from an injury, say. But you know what? We're going to get a better answer on that since you don't know, and I'm not a tax expert. I certainly don't know. So we're gonna have to follow up on this for another day. But Mohammed, we're going to get you an answer to the question of whether people can deduct the gym expenses, all right?
Yeah, because I sit all day, 12 hours a day, and
yes.
If I don't do exercises, might be not good for my health.
I hear you. And even for non-taxi drivers. But we will have to broadcast that answer on a subsequent show, and we will have to leave it there for this quick romp through end-of-the-year financial advice from Amy Feldman, Associate Editor at Bloomberg Businessweek, formerly known as Plain Old Businessweek. Amy, very informative. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we will look at the impact of the Senate health care bill on New York State. Many of our local elected officials are howling. Stay with us.